Best for less.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Check out Famous Footwear's grand opening celebration for a chance to win free shoes. It's all happening on November 4th at the Shops of Mid Rivers in St. Peter's. Stop by anytime between open and 5 p.m. That's Famous Footwear at the Shops of Mid Rivers. Famous Footwear, step forward.
Double what he got to Mr. Robot.
Since we don't have a tech segment theme, we can use that thing we used for Jose. No, there's no reason we couldn't use that. The Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I think that'd be a pretty good one.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But it is time to tech segment. Now, we have a second auditioning talent in the studio. This is a guy who, and there were a few, sends me an email. Does a pretty good sales job. We'll see how he does today. We'll get to know him a little bit, and eventually we'll take your calls. Let me go ahead now and give you the number, because if this guy is going to be the guy, he's going to might as well just get used today to taking calls and answering questions from people about televisions, about cell phones, smartphones, dumb phones, laptops, tablets, whatever. I'll give you the numbers, and then we'll introduce him. You can reach us at 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Would you please welcome Taylor Nickerson?
Hi, Frank.
Taylor, how are you?
Hi, Tim. Lammy.
Hey.
Hey, Dan.
Hey. What's going on?
I don't know much about you. I know what we spoke briefly on the phone, and I know that you're a school teacher. You teach high school.
That's correct.
In Columbia, Illinois.
That's correct.
You came right from school here today. You teach, and I forgot what you said out in the hall, only German?
I teach only German at our high school in Columbia. I teach freshmen through seniors. And okay. In our middle school, we have a German teacher as well.
When I was in high school, we had two foreign language options. I'm sorry, three. French, Spanish, and Latin. I took 2 years of Latin and 2 years of Spanish. German was not offered, but it was in the sticks of Tennessee. Here, especially Columbia, Illinois, Columbia, Valmeyer, Mühlstadt, you're in the German territory. How many students, this is an elective, I mean, they don't have to take German.
Correct.
What percentage of the students in this high school, is it public school?
It is a public school.
What percentage take German?
We have 671 students in the school. I personally have 110.
Ooh.
And then we have another, I would say about another 75 or so in our middle school, and our middle school then feeds into our high school.
So 2 years offered of German?
Six total. Two in the middle school, then we have four in the high school.
So by the time you get out of high school in Columbia, you could have had 6 years of German.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich auch.
What does that mean?
Well, you said I love you.
I did?
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what it means.
I didn't mean it in a gay way.
So I said I love you too.
How do you say I love you, but how do you say I love you, but not in a gay way? How would you say that?
Ich liebe dich, aber nicht schwul.
Ich liebe dich, aber nicht schwul.
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 Yeah, good.
Ich liebe dich, aber what?
Nicht.
Nicht.
Not. Nicht.
Nicht.
Schwul.
Schwul.
So what are you saying?
I love you, but not in that way.
But not
in a gay way. I love you, but I like girls. Sort of. Okay. You're 28.
I'm 28.
You're married.
I am married.
No kids yet.
No kids yet.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're not teaching school?
I love to play music. I'm a total music nut. Play guitar and sing. I've been doing that since I was...
Danny's a guitar player. What, lead guitar, bass guitar? What do you play?
Acoustic. Just rhythm. Love to sing. Just real easy going stuff.
Now, you're already way too smart to be on the show.
Yeah.
German teacher, musician. Yeah, you seem to have yourself
together. Well, I got to give my stepdad credit for being AM and the PM.
Oh.
Ah, hot dog.
Yeah, he kind of caught my brother and I onto it when we were really young. And like in the email I sent you, I'm 28. I've been AM of the PM since I was about 8.
How long has he been your stepdad since you were really little?
About 25 years.
Did your dad pass away? Your mom?
No, still alive. My father, they're just divorced.
Okay, biological father.
Correct.
Do you have a relationship with him?
Absolutely.
This is all very
personal. And he's AM and the PM as well.
I'll give him one, too. I know this is all very personal, but our audience likes to, know people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. On the show, or maybe will be on the show.
Yeah, one of my best memories is him picking us up from, I think, third grade. Yeah. And he would have the show on in his car. My brother and I would listen to it on the way home, about 10, 15-minute ride, 3 o'clock hour, and that got us hooked.
Third grade, and he's 28.
Yeah, shut up, Dan. So the way this works is we let you tell us what you think we ought to know about the latest, greatest, up-to-date, whatever. And then if any of us have questions, we ask you, and then we turn it over to the audience, and they ask you. Now, we'll give the audience the number one more time, because I have something to throw at you if nobody else does, after you do your monologue. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. What do you have for us?
Well, Apple making headlines, of course, this week. Apple's new iPhone X went on pre-sale this past Friday.
Okay, that's the X.
The X, the 10.
I am proud to announce I've ordered mine.
Oh,
thank you. Well, my daughter did it for me because I'm ready for a new phone. I figured I should go all the way and get this thing.
So. Did you get it right at 2 o'clock?
She did it at 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific time Friday morning.
Yeah, so Apple is saying that their pre-sales for the iPhone X are off the charts. Most estimates right now are that the phone's going to ship in about 5 to 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
If you were later.
Okay, because I got a notice, but like within 2 weeks it'll be here.
So I'm going to get to that in a second. So if you weren't lucky enough to get on the early pre-orders, there is going to be a very limited supply in stores. So the best suggestion is to just put a pre-order in and wait.
Okay, when I get it, I probably need to go to the Apple store, right, just to make sure I don't screw something up.
I would suggest that.
Even though my stuff's in the cloud, I don't have Wi-Fi at my house. It's just cellular. It would take forever for me to suck the stuff out of the cloud, wouldn't
it? My best plan always for me when I get something new electronic is go to the store.
Okay.
I just recently got the new Apple Watch and went to the store, had them set it up, so I know it's being done correctly.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
So speaking of the shipping times, the limited availability has actually spawned a new market on eBay, with iPhone X pre-orders going for as much as $3,500.
Funny, you call it the iPhone X, and I've just heard nothing but X, iPhone X, but you call
iPhone
it
X
the 10.
Or 10. Yeah. Okay. So the
what makes one $3,500?
So like you, if you got a confirmed shipping date of November 2nd or 3rd,
yeah, somewhere
the earlier
there,
yeah.
By the 8th or so it's supposed to be.
The earlier the shipping date, people are charging more for people that couldn't get in pre-order. So you can basically, the seller has a confirmed shipping date and they are selling that phone to you, or that pre-ordered to you, so you can get the phone earlier, but you got to pay a lot
more. In other words, you're buying it from me.
You're buying it from another seller, an individual, correct, not directly from Apple.
Stupid.
Up to $3,500, and I looked last night, and it's... Now, who's going to pay it? We'll see.
I want $6,000 for mine.
Put it on eBay.
It's for sale right now. I'm telling everybody out there, $6,000. You can have my phone.
Put it on eBay.
There are some people that just go bonkers over a brand new phone, and they have to have it that day.
And I've never been one of those people. The only reason I'm doing this is for the first time ever, I cracked my screen. I've never cracked a screen. I dropped it on the pavement, the parking lot, and I cracked the screen. And then it's just been acting weird, so it's just time. But I've never been that, ooh, I got to get it now. I've always waited before.
I do have another headline, Frank. I was going to ask you how you feel about mentioning a specific name of a store.
I don't have a problem. If it'll help people.
Okay.
The whole idea of this is sending people where they need to go for whatever.
Absolutely.
You don't have any sort of connection to the store.
No affiliation.
I don't have a problem with it.
So over the weekend, Kohl's Black Friday deals.
Except Kohl's. I don't want you mentioning Kohl's.
Won't
do it again. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So Kohl's Black Friday deals were released over the weekend. They were, let me rephrase that, they were leaked. And there are quite a few websites that picked up on it. So I just thought I'd share a couple for any listeners that might be in the market for any of these items, maybe holding off until Black Friday to get a pretty good deal.
Okay.
One of the best deals that I was able to find is a 55-inch higher 4K Ultra HD TV for $299.99.
Whoa.
$299? What size
screen? 55-inch.
Wow. Ultra high def.
Ultra HD TV 4K. And you also get $90 in Kohl's cash with that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hang on a minute here. Hold on. $299, mm-hmm. and then you get $90. All right, hold on a minute.
Then Kohl's
cash. $209.
$299. Oh,
What did I time?
I don't know what to call it.
It would be Jeopardy music. Yeah.
There you
go. It would be
okay.
There you go.
All right, so let's just get it's $299, mm-hmm. but you get $90.
$90.
So you're really only paying. Hold on.
I got $19.
Carry the nine.
You're paying. You're paying $400.
$400. Yeah. That's a great deal.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow.
Second up.
Look at Tim. He still doesn't know what to make of this show.
You're brainwashing me.
Lost.
I've only been on this show for 4 weeks, and I'm brainwashed. The 5 o'clock theme's in my head. I'm brainwashed.
You'll be all screwed.
We have actually had people call and go, you guys know that is wrong.
Yeah, you have the wrong number.
That's not,
we know that. Okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's beyond a good deal.
I love
that is
Kohl's.
A great deal.
My girlfriend and I go to Kohl's all the time.
That's a good story.
And the Kohl's cash, and oh my God, I love Kohl's. I love shopping, though. Yeah,
good story.
Okay, thanks.
Second up.
Yeah.
They have a Sony PlayStation 4 1 terabyte console, $199.99.
Whoa!
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
with $60 Kohl's cash as well.
I've been in a Kohl's store once in my life. My wife goes.
So maybe if you're in the market for a PlayStation for yourself or for your children,
okay.
Maybe wait until Black Friday. Give me a couple more here. Samsung 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart TV, $499.99 with $150 Kohl's cash.
Whoa! Man. All right, hang on here. How much? $499 and then $450. Limey.
Carry the one.
Thank you. $499. And then you get back. So you're really paying.
$142.39. Yeah.
That's where we normally go, once we come up with it.
I've got to fade out one to get to the other.
You'll figure it out. Go ahead there, Taylor.
Right. Give you a couple more. Microsoft Xbox One S, a 500 gigabyte console. Is $189.99 with $45 Kohl's cash.
I kind of...
Actually, no, they don't deserve one. That's kind of a
I'm
bad
kind
deal.
Of out of the game. Black was my...
I've got an Xbox.
You,
okay. Yeah, I've got...
what's better, Xbox or PlayStation?
It really depends on the game that you want to play, to tell you the truth. In my mind, they're the exact same graphics-wise. The new Xbox... Well, when I get a question, I would like to know what is the difference between the new Xbox S or whatever it is. Like, what's the big hoopla of it? Because it looks
Xbox
the exact same.
Ass.
What? Well, Frank likes to play Pong. Which one's best for Pong?
Remember Odyssey? Does anybody know what Odyssey was? It was Magnavox.
Yes.
And it was that was it. It was just two sliding
that's
paddles.
Pong. That's Pong. That's what I just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it was called Odyssey. There were two different versions. One was called Pong, the same thing. Go ahead there, Taylor.
All right, I'll give you one more. The LG 49-inch 4K UHD HDR Smart LED TV.
What does that HDR mean?
HDR is high dynamic range.
I knew that. I just want to see if you knew.
Essentially, it's more contrast, brightness, and color. Better picture. More realistic picture.
But 49 inches. Any more, we're so used to hearing 60 inches. 50, that sounds like
it. So it's a little smaller.
Yeah.
$399.99 with $120 Kohl's cash.
Those are all good deals.
These deals are getting
not
worse.
Bad.
He started hot.
Started with
worse.
The best
but
one.
But see,
first.
I don't think of Kohl's when I think of this stuff, I think of Sam's, Best Buy, yep. Walmart, Target.
Yeah, me as well.
Interesting. I think Kohl's is clothing. I didn't either. I thought it was clothing.
Yeah. All right, Amazon.
All right.
Is trying to fight the trend of stolen packages. So starting Wednesday, Amazon will be selling a $250 security camera and smart lock called Amazon Key. So basically how it works, it's available for Prime members only.
I'm a Prime.
You're a Prime member.
Yeah, yeah.
It's compatible with most standard doors. You can buy the lock and the smart lock and have it installed, or you can install it yourself. The delivery person actually receives a code for your smart lock, which is good for 5 minutes. The delivery person will crack the door, leave the package inside your house, and then use the code to lock the door on the way out. The smart camera, which you then point towards your door, will stream live to your device so you can watch the delivery person drop the package, lock the door, and leave.
I talked about this on the news last week. I know you did. I'm out. This does not appeal to me.
I'm out as well.
So basically, the gist is you have to buy this 200 and something lock set from Amazon
to then be
able to use Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to go over very well.
It could be used for other things, though.
Well, I get that, but still, I just don't think it's going to go.
But if you're in an area and you have problems with people stealing packages off your front porch, is probably
they're going to rob the guy as he walks toward your house with the package.
Or they're going to rob the package with the lock and camera in it, basically, before you set it up.
Yeah. How did they deliver that?
That's a great question.
Like the chicken or the egg.
You got to be home for that.
Exactly. No, there's something about it. I don't like this. Look, how much lazier can we get? I don't want to go to the door and go get it. I want you to set it in my... Why don't they have another option where they open the box for you? You know?
As a matter of fact, Walmart actually has a new program where they will come in and put your groceries in your fridge for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent!
If you're really elderly and you... If you can't put the groceries in the refrigerator, then you probably can't reach in and get them out either. It's the same thing backwards. So why don't they offer a program where they come to a spoon and feed you?
Well, how many Walmarts is this? Because I literally have a grocery shopping list in my wallet right now that I have to do on my way home. So can I just, like, you know, go to Walmart and be like, hey, meet me at my house. By the time you get home,
it's in the refrigerator.
Boom. That'd be perfect.
Wouldn't that be nice? Take it a step further.
You just pull up to Walmart, and they just have the groceries at your car at the curb, and they just put them right into your car. You don't even have to get out of the car.
To me, that's something that you would probably only see in, like, Chicago or New York or something, or a big city.
It's in St. Louis. Walmart, you can order groceries at Walmart, where I live in Eureka, and they will bring them to you. They'll have them ready, and they'll put them. You just pull your car up to the curb. They throw them in your trunk.
And that's fine. That's fine for people who have the same specific brand size. I'm telling you, it's already too common that if you go to a drive-through fast food, once you open the bag, no, I didn't order this. And imagine how many of the groceries are going to be wrong.
Right.
I don't like 2%. I wanted whole milk. I don't like that stuff.
So. Correct. I got an interesting tech headline for you to finish off. So a new law went into effect this week in Hawaii banning cell phone use while you cross the street. First offenses will draw a fine of $35, with multiple offenses costing as much as $99.
I think it's a good idea.
Honolulu is the first major American city to enact this type of ban. They were citing a high number of people actually being hit in crosswalks while on their devices crossing the street.
I absolutely can see that. That's a good idea.
That's all I got.
You want to take calls?
I want to take some calls.
His name is Taylor Nickerson, and after we see if anybody in the room has anything, we're going to go right to your calls. Here we go, 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. In fact, forget us. Let's go to the calls because they're all lit up here. We start with, boy, this is a name I've not seen before, O-E-S-O-N. Oyson, is that your name?
That's correct. O-R-S-O-N.
Well, Dan Strauss screwed it up. Orson. I've heard Dan has O-E-S-O-N. Oyson. I apologize for him. Orson, say hi to Taylor.
Hello, Taylor. Hi,
Orson. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm AM in the P.
There you go. So what do you have for him, Orson?
Okay. I have a daughter who uses her cell phone in her hands, drives with the other hand. I want to get her a hands-free Bluetooth unit. Are there any thing I should know about what to look for, the price ranges, the different quality of the different units that you would recommend, sir?
This is a great question because a lot of people's kids, they don't have brand new cars and they don't have Bluetooth, and the daddy here would like for her to be safe. This is a great question.
I am assuming that she currently does not have a car with Bluetooth capabilities.
Yes, sir. You're correct, Taylor.
My suggestion on anything like this, where it's any sort of product that you want to purchase, and there's different versions, I would recommend going to your local big box store, whether it's a Best Buy or a Walmart, and just ask and play with a few.
I've done this, Orson. I've done it. And for, you tell me, Taylor, $300-$400, you can get a really decent Bluetooth where she, honestly, she just tells it to dial whatever, and there's a speaker put under the dash, and she can hear the caller, and they work great. But it's gonna cost you, I would think, at least $300-$400, maybe $500. But yeah, there are aftermarket products like that, lots of them.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly.
That's a lot cheaper than buying a new car.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Now that can be done. I've done it 3 or 4 times.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Now, in terms of where to go, yes, you can go to a big box store. There are also specialty shops. These audio, aftermarket.
Correct. Correct. And they're going to give you great advice and do great service as well.
Yeah, I don't like to give a lot of free plugs. There's a place I use in Ellisville. I've used for several things like that. 855-282-TALK. Vicki is next. Vicki, say hello to Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. AM in the PM.
Thank you, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, everyone. First thing, Frank, real quick. Mm-hmm. We just had our furnace done with Matheny. And
Thank you.
And my husband went out and got the Good Feet store insert.
Keep going.
What else have we done?
I think you're doing your part. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you have for Taylor?
Taylor, I have a consumer cellular Samsung Android phone. And when people call me, if I don't have them in my contacts, it comes up with some very odd number. In fact, even when some people do call me that I have in my contacts, it comes up with like an 800 number. So I'm not really sure who it is, so I don't answer it. You know, I wait for a message.
But then when you get the message, it's somebody you know.
Correct.
But it's not their number.
Calling me.
Wow, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
How would somebody get assigned another number that she doesn't recognize?
So let me get this straight one more time. They're calling you. It's showing a different number, but it ends up being someone that you know. That's correct?
That's correct, yes.
He's got a look of being stumped on
and,
his face.
And you said it's from Consumer Cellular?
That's the carrier, but I think they go through T-Mobile.
Okay. I would recommend going into your nearest T-Mobile store and showing them basically what's happening. Maybe somebody in the store can call you while you're there, and you can show them what's happening. It could be a software issue. I'm not specifically sure what type of phone you said, Android, but... it could be
a Samsung.
Okay. It could be a software issue. It could possibly be maybe a SIM card issue, but that would be something that the technicians in the store, they'd be able to answer that.
Hey, Vicki, does this happen with more than one person?
Yes, it does.
And does it happen with the same person every time that person calls?
I really never pay attention to it.
You know what you might do? The next time it happens, whoever it is that's calling you, ask them to call you back.
Call me again.
And if it still gives you that goofy number, at least you got some consistency. And if next time it doesn't, and I think that this just becomes much, much more complicated to try to figure out. But
now, does this happen when you call out as well, when you're calling the person back and you call this strange number? Do you reach them?
Yeah. No, because I don't call it back.
Okay.
I'll let it get a message, and if it says it's CVS Pharmacy or whatever, then I call the number that I know.
I know what he's doing here, and I agree with him. Next time it happens, call that goofy number back, and see if the person you know answers. Because you'll have that much more to go on when you do call the carrier.
And you had just mentioned a company number calling you. Does this happen when people you know call you as well?
That's what she's
saying. People I know and people I don't know.
Okay, so it does. Yeah, so if you said consumer cellular is through T-Mobile, I would recommend going into T-Mobile and showing them specifically what happens, because they may have seen this before. This is probably not the first time something like this has happened, and they'd probably be more than willing to help you.
Okay, I can do that. Right. And one more quickie, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
We have a Yamaha soundbar on our television, and when we have the soundbar going or using that, it makes the picture look like it's sort of running slower. You know, it's not the good picture that you normally would have on the television. Is there any reason for that?
Who installed it? You?
You know, my husband.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
That's the reason.
Well, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but it may very well be the reason. When it gets into that soundbar stuff, I generally have somebody come over and put it in who knows what they're doing. I do, because that stuff can get, you can mess up a lot.
And we know her husband. He's been on several trips. They've been on several trips with us.
Yeah. Oh, him.
Yeah.
Bring an expert in. All right?
Gotcha. All right, okay, well, thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you. Let me do one more before we take a break here. That's going to be Scott. Scott, say hi to Taylor.
Hey, guys. Taylor, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Scott.
I really appreciate you providing a service.
Well, you just kind of started today, so let's not give them too much credit.
Well, just knowing you, I know you pick good people.
You got that right. What do you have for Taylor?
Well, actually, I had only one question, but when Taylor started giving you information out about the good buys from Kohler and some other places, I have a second question.
Okay.
But I wonder if I could ask my first question first.
Right.
And that is, I have a Dell desktop XP, and I have unfortunately recorded all my CDs onto WMAs. And now I can't transfer to my new Dell computer, laptop. What can I do to get that information off, and how can I go ahead and transfer that information over to a WAV format instead of WMA?
Well, first of all, mate, if you don't mind me answering this for you, I deal with that kind of stuff every day. Do you have your computer in front of you right now?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a problem. You know how when you save them, right, there, and it opens up that little box on the screen, and you can depict which folder you want to save it into?
Yes.
At the very bottom, there is a format save as, or like, you know, what you can do. And what you want to do is convert it. You want to click on that, and there'll be a whole bunch of lists down there. There's going to be like MP4, MP3, WMV, WAV files, all kinds of stuff. What you want is either the WAV file or the MP3. Those you can transfer easily.
Can I stop you there?
Sure.
I don't have any of that on my computer.
No, okay. Is there a way you can... How do you open up your CDs or your music?
I just open up the WMA file.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a file explorer on your desktop down at the bottom? It looks like a little folder. It's got maybe a blue symbol on it.
No, it's just strictly the Microsoft media file.
Hmm.
Taylor, you're excused. Apparently, Trevor's taken over.
Limey's going to take this one. No, sorry, no.
Taylor, what do you think? Because I've never understood any of this audiophile crap ever.
Well, sorry, Scott. What I believe you're doing is you're going straight to the Windows Media Player to play your music. But if you can find the File Explorer, because you're going to the right place to listen to your music, but when it comes to saving it and actually seeing what you've got on there, you can use this File Explorer, and that allows you to save it in different format.
What is that? The one I'm looking for. Is that an app? What is that?
No. The File Explorer, if you actually just click on the start button at the very bottom, and it'll come up with like documents, pictures, music, games, recent items, and stuff like that. Normally, if you click on documents, it'll show you like folders that you have saved on your computer. And to get to that point, I have no idea.
Can I stop you there?
Of course.
Here's the thing is that I used to be able to go ahead and make CDs or transfer to a thumb drive or whatever, but I can't. It won't allow me to do that anymore.
How much porn a week would you say? Would you say you watch normally?
Average.
In hours, how many hours of porn?
Unfortunately, I lost my job, and so I don't have internet service anymore.
Oh man, no porn. Well, you can get porn on cellular, I hear.
I wouldn't know anything
just
about
cellular
that.
Data.
Sorry, Scott. I am stumped.
I think you may have stumped everybody here, Taylor. What do you think?
I mean, I would go along with what Limey said, but I don't have much more to add without looking at it myself.
Unless I can see the computer and the actual screen you're looking at, because I know you can do it, but finding the icons and where exactly the path to get there, that you really need somebody who's a little bit more tech savvy.
This is going
to
sound weird. Have you just Googled how to do what you're trying to do?
Yes, I have. I've gone to the library and I've done that.
That's what I figured. Wow, I got to tell you something. You've done something that few people are able to do. We got a guy in here. It's his first shot at this, and you gave him something he has no idea how to solve. Way to go!
Talk about putting the pressure on somebody. Right off the bat, first day.
Frank, I was going to say another option is always YouTube. Typing in what you want to do in YouTube. Not only can you read it,
yes,
but you can actually watch somebody do what you're trying to do.
Have you done that, Scott? Gone to YouTube with this?
No, I have not.
And that I would agree. There's very little that I haven't been able to find on YouTube how to do anything.
I will try that. But now can I ask my second question? And the second question will be very brief. You mentioned the Samsung TV for $500 with the $150 Kohler dollars back, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. But can you tell me what model it is?
Yeah,
I
do have the model actually right here in front of me. It is the UN55MU6290.
Well,
is the model?
Right, hope you're right. Fast. Do it again, slower.
Okay. UN.
Like the United Nations.
Correct. UN55MU6290.
How does that compare with the MS9000?
Is that also a Samsung television?
Yes, sir.
To be honest with you, I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look at them side by side. But that's why we always, or I at least always recommend going in and playing around with them and looking at them to kind of see what you want it for.
Once you get into one, may have two more HDMI inputs than the other.
Correct.
One and has nothing to do with the picture quality.
Exactly. Could have more options, could be, like you said, more inputs, things like that. So I would recommend looking at them side by side, and then if you like the model that's going to be on sale, then you know to go after that one.
So when does the sale actually start?
That's their Black Friday sale. So Black Friday is a little over 3.5 weeks away, and that is their Black Friday sale.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, listen, I really appreciate it. I'm at AM and a PM.
All right.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Wow.
Thank you for having the yard sale.
Hey, Alan, you're welcome. Thank you. The yard sale. Thanks for the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Man, you had a couple of tough calls your first time out of the show.
A little bit.
We are actually out of time, and went fast. I say we give Taylor Nickerson a round of applause because there's a lot of good information in there, a lot of money you can save for the holidays, and I think you did a good job at handling a couple of questions. They're probably as tough as any questions we've ever had. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you guys for having me.
If you were really the real regular full-time guy, your sponsor would be Window World. You've heard of Window World.
Absolutely.
It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. Taylor, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll take a quick break here and come right back. This is 590 The Fan.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Yeah. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about Lizard Boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
The world's greatest Chevrolet dealer joins us, John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
You.
Well, I didn't hear the first part of what you said because someone didn't hit the button. Who?
I said, hey, Frank, how are you?
And I heard you. Limey, whose fault was that?
That was my fault, sir.
And you are? Full name?
Yeah. Trevor Phillips.
Way to be, Limey.
The idiot.
There's one way you can be forgiven.
How's that, sir?
Come in tomorrow and buy a new Chevy.
I agree. That would be a great deal.
And I mean a great deal more. My God, we have, it's like in our business, it's as if the light switch gets turned on. Cause Frank, I call you all the time because I know you need to hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I know
you're lonely,
so you need to hear my voice.
You got that right.
I can always tell from the time you answer the phone to the time you say goodbye that I've made you happier.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's just part of our relationship.
Bingo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need to share with people what we're talking about. It's funny because when business the other day, and you're supposed to be kind of slow right now, and I say this is just slow. You're at your dealership or across the board. You said across the board. And it's like somebody sends out this secret email to everybody and says, hey, let's kind of cool it and not go shopping for cars till next Monday. And then let's wrap it up and we'll all start buying cars. It's always been amazing to me.
It is. My job at our stores is to keep everybody, keep them pumped up again. It's going to turn. It's going to happen. But it's been around the country. But what we care about is obviously what goes on at Jenny Londoff Chevrolet in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. And listening right now, Gene Ann and Eric Franklin. Gene Ann and Eric Franklin bought a new 2017 Cruze LT from Mike Grykulski. And they were huge AM and the PM fans. They listen every day. So thank you so much to Gene Ann and Eric.
Gene Ann and Eric, thank you. What'd they buy again?
2017 Chevy Cruze.
Nah, you're gonna love it.
Nelson Wood from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Nelson Wood from Mount Vernon, Illinois, a friend of mine, Silverado pickup truck. He listens all the time. Dana Giles from Fenton, Malibu. They just keep on coming. David Austin, Tahoe, and I can't leave my hand right in here. He's Edwardsville, Illinois. So, we get out. You reach people from all over the metro area, buddy. They all love you.
Well, we love them. And we love it when they do business with the people that do business with us.
That's very important. And, you would think freezing temperatures. Everyone goes, uh-oh. Here it is already, October, and it's this cold.
Yeah. It seems like it's hit a little bit early. And plus,
the light switch just turns on. I love it.
The daylight savings time ends, is it? I never can remember. Is it Saturday night at midnight? Isn't that when it always happens? Next Saturday night at
Sunday
midnight?
Sunday at 2 a.m., I think, is when it flips.
Sunday at 2 a.m.
Oh, is it 2 a.m.
So
now?
It's Saturday night.
What happened to 12:01 or whatever?
No, it's always been 2 a.m.
So Saturday night, John, when we go to bed, we have to, don't tell me, we have to set our clocks forward.
Back.
That's what I meant.
Spring forward.
That's what I meant. Back. So
yeah,
now, if you think you don't like it getting dark at 6:30, how about 5:30?
Yeah.
That's what'll happen. And that's is the last week of daylight savings time. So that's depressing.
This takes place, and the only thing it means is that when you wake up in the morning, I'm an early riser.
You get a little more daylight earlier,
and then all of a sudden you say, "Whoa, the sun's up."
Yeah.
So there's a give and take. Yeah, I would much rather it stay light later in the day, but there's this thing. What is it? Duck hunting. My goodness! Yeah, that's something that's just right around the corner. Matter of fact, opening day in the northern zone this Saturday.
Tim, did you ever duck hunt?
Never.
Limey?
No.
Dan?
Nope.
Me either.
No guns in England.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. No guns.
Hold on.
I remember there's a reason I don't
duck, want to live
there.
I love duck.
I remember there's a reason I don't want to live there.
There is some of the greatest bird hunting in the world, okay, in the countryside of England, buddy.
Oh, you're talking about like north.
Correct you, but no, there's, and yeah, it's there's just a lot of
Well, hang on, Which is it, Limey? Do they hunt?
Well, no, I mean, they do hunt, but that's up way north, like way north in the farmlands and all that good stuff, not where I was from.
Is it just rich people? Because on the movies, you always see, let's go out hunting today.
You know, we don't hunt in the city of St. Louis.
You don't see
any duck blinds in Clayton, Missouri.
You drive out to somewhere a little more rural, which for me, that was a heck of a long drive.
What was it, rural?
Rural. How do you say it? Right. Say it. Dan, say it.
Rural. That's a tough one. That's one of our tougher words.
How was that?
Rural. It's a tough one.
Rural.
That's good enough.
This is why you need to come as soon as possible to Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet, okay? And buy a car. We'll give you some lessons on how to really speak
the language. We've decided, we made a decision, we're not going to change his accent.
No.
We decided to leave him alone. I got some emails from people, and they said, don't mess with his accent. Leave Limey alone. So I thought, okay, listener speak.
It's a great, great, but hey, listen, I know you're short on time. I'm short on time. We've got people here. We've had a great day. Tomorrow, yes, I know it's Halloween, but it's also the last day of the month of October. And if you can, we'll be open till 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight. However late the great listeners, AM and the PM crowd, we will be there. Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet to take care of you. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. That number again, 314-837-1800. Now here's the test. Limey, sing the jingle.
Oh, now that's a great request because he's been here just long enough. Go ahead, Limey.
I know the end of it.
Let me help you. Da, 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 da.
Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet.
No.
I know that part.
But you know
No.
I'll do it, then you do it.
Okay.
Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet by the low overhead way. Go ahead.
Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet by the low overhead way.
And then you go, Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet.
But all I remember, because I've heard that commercial a million times.
You sounded like Richard Burton when you did that.
Yeah. No, don't know.
Richard Burton is.
Might be a bit of a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, have a great rest of your show.
You too. You don't have a show. I'm sorry. You ever do that? They say, hey, have a nice trip. You go, you too. And you remember, oh, wait, they're not taking a trip. I've had people say, have a good show today. And I'll go, you too.
Maybe they will.
You have a great rest of the show. You can say to me, have a great rest of your day.
All right, have a great rest of your day.
Mr. Londolphin, thank you so much for keeping
us. I'm not going to call him Mr. Londolphin. Great. I'm going backwards. Bye, John. Thank you. He seemed to be in a pretty good mood. It is true, though.
He did seem
good. It is true. For some weird reason, restaurants, car dealers, retail stores, there'll be this, like somebody sent out a memo or an email. Parking lots are empty, and nobody gave you
Christmas presents.
And then all of a sudden, it just picks up like everybody then got an email and said, okay, go shopping. But business is back. It's hot, and thanks in great part to the people who are AM and the PM. You want to take a break?
Sure.
Take a break. And do I have time to do anything or no? Do I?
You got about a minute if you would like to do 50 seconds now if you'd like to do a live spot.
No, I'm going
to
wait and hold it and give them what they deserve, and that would be MD Health and Wellness because I have something new I want to tell people about. So we'll do this. I'll say... This is 590. The Fan. Don't go away because the Playhouse is coming up in just a few minutes right after Tim Woodburn in the news and the news. And please, again, never forget where you are. 590. The Fan.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton,